S2W25, behind closed doors. Deputy Mayor Acostas looked around a room filled with tired, confused faces. Nobody liked middle-of-the-night calls, but this couldn't wait. Simon Lowe's threat still hung heavy on his shoulders. He'd never held a meeting like this, behind closed doors, but it couldn't be helped. He cleared his throat and loosened his collar. "Ladies and gentlemen, I know you're all anxious to get back to your evenings, so I'll be brief. Since Mayor Bloom's unfortunate death, I have taken on the role of acting mayor. I consider it my duty to act in the best interests of our city, therefore I am stepping down from that role. My health has been deteriorating as of late, and I am unable to handle the rigors of this vital position for the remaining 2 years of the term."
"What should we do, then?" City Councilman Jerkin asked. "This is unprecedented. We've never had both the mayor and deputy mayor unable to finish out a term. There's no one else designated." The deputy mayor held up his hand as a chorus of grumbles rose. "We do have a contingency written in our bylaws. By way of special election, a new mayor can be seated to finish out the term, selected by the acting mayor if one is available and voted on by the city council."
"Who do you suggest we elect to replace you?" Councilwoman Rogers frowned.
"I'm well acquainted with the bylaws, and it can't be a council member. But with 2 years left in the term, it needs to be someone with experience."
"Yes, exactly." Acostas nodded. Simon had instructed him on how to proceed. Simon was, after all, a master manipulator. Acostas was proof of that, as he was now stuck between a rock and a hard place.
"I've narrowed it down to 3 potential candidates. All 3 have been properly vetted for the position, and that information is available in your briefings.
The first is Jason Whittle." 3 faces nodded their approval, 3 more scowled in dissent. Jason was hyper-liberal, which made him a divisive choice. Jason has been serving for years in City Hall. He knows the inner workings of the system and has good relationships with the city's current contractors.
"Not all of them," Councilwoman Rogers quipped.
"Besides, Jason's a loose cannon who likes to push the envelope."
"I think that's uncalled for," Councilman Jerkin interjected.
"Just because you don't agree with some of his political views."
"Let's not get into all that." Acostas sighed.
"My second candidate is Judith Rose."
"Absolutely not." Councilwoman Rogers slammed her hand on the table. "She's Commissioner Wright's daughter-in-law. It smells too much like nepotism.
I would think you'd be for a woman mayor."
Councilman Jerkin smirked.
"Or are you only pro-woman if you're the woman in question?"
Councilwoman Rogers opened her mouth to speak, but Acostas cut in.
"The third potential candidate is Perry Jones." Both Rogers and Jerkin turned their heads. The rest of the council members were quiet, watching the battle between the two of them. The council alliances were fairly evenly split. If he could convince Rogers and Jerkin, the rest would follow their lead.
"Mayor Bloom's secretary?"
Rogers raised an eyebrow. He was Mayor Bloom's assistant, not secretary, and he knows better than anyone what Mayor Bloom was up to before he died. He has access to all his records, has been present for every meeting, and has shown remarkable promise. He leans liberal, but is moderate. He served with Commissioner Wright as well as Mayor Bloom. He has years of experience with city management. He's healthy and energetic. He has the educational background, and what's more, he isn't a politician. Nobody's lining his pockets in exchange for political promises. He's malleable, he's expendable, and once the term is over, he's no longer our problem.
"But what about that political scandal?"
Councilwoman Rogers tisked. "Isn't he wrapped up in that business with the subway cars? Those passengers sued the city, and were still in litigation over it.
I believe that was Commissioner Wright's doing, wasn't it?"
Jerkin asked. "Perry's cooperation actually blew the whole thing open."
"But wasn't there a second scandal?"
A third council member jumped in.
"I thought Perry was involved in that one as well.
Who can keep up?" Jerkin joked. It seems there's a scandal every week. And Perry's cooperated fully with every investigation so far, even going above and beyond and offering information we might not have otherwise known about.
I like him. He's sharp and focused. I move that we vote to elect Perry Jones as special elect mayor.
Acostas nodded. We have a motion, then. Do we have a second?
Acostas looked to Rogers. Councilwoman, do you have anything else to add?
Why single me out? She asked.
I trust your judgment, Councilwoman.
She smiled at that and cleared her throat.
Out of the three, I believe Perry Jones is the strongest candidate.
I second the motion.
Then let's vote.
All in favor of seating Perry Jones as the special elect mayor say aye.
The vote was unanimous.